it's something that we identified certainly in our T20 to try and get a bit more potency in our attack. It's a sort of plan we want to take forward in our T20 cricket. They're sort of like an explosive, real sort of penetrative bowling attack up front, and someone that can bowl pretty quickly to death as well. He's an exciting cricketer, you know. He's a bit of a world star, Adam Milne. Although he's been injured a little bit over recent years, you probably haven't seen the best of him yet. But he's a great addition. He'll be a great addition to our squad for sure. And then obviously staying with us for the rest of the season gives us a high class cricketer for the remaining championship games of cricket. So we're very lucky. I think he's looking forward to playing a bit of county cricket, and he's sort of gearing up towards a test series in October against South Africa with the Kiwis. So it worked both ways. We'll make sure we get him right for that series as well. Everything we can do for him. But in terms of an exciting prospect, I think it's definitely right up there.
Yeah, it's similar to Rabada in that sense, isn't he? A young fast bowler who will be hungry to prove himself and get over those injury problems too.
Yeah, look, I imagine it's been a pretty frustrating time for Adam over the last few years. He was meant to come over last year, I think, with Essex. Didn't happen for him. He's got himself right, and we've got a pretty good relationship with New Zealand cricket, so the fingers on the pulse all the time with their players, and obviously with Tom last year and now Adam. Look, it's a good relationship, and I think it works both ways. Obviously we'll try and give him the best prep as we can for what he needs, but that will mean him playing Red Bull cricket and getting himself right, so it's a kind of a bit of a win-win really. As I say, look, when you have a world-class fast bowler that is going to come to your shores, it certainly will give everyone a bit of a lift. And as we saw, say with Bard last year, and then sort of Parnell at the start of this year, when you add a bit of quality like that to what we've already got, I think it gives us a lot of confidence leading into T20 and the back end of the season.
And just finally, there was an article which sort of mentioned his name. Did you have to see off a couple of other counties to secure a signature?
I don't know where that came from, actually. It was a bit of a strange one. Adam was pretty unaware of how that sort of crept out. But as we all know, it's a bit of the grapevine's pretty short these days around the world when it comes to gossip. But no, it was all sort of put in place, really. And it was, like I say, we got a good link with New Zealand cricket and a lot of discussion over the winter trying to get him on board. And it all worked out and all pretty straightforward as far as I was concerned. And I think he's keen, he's ready to come, and I hope we see the very best of Adam Milne.